Howdy, folks, and welcome to the show. I am your host, Andy Gallardo, and today we are joined by the world-famous Brady Gallardo. And yes, you may recognize that name. Brady's my youngest son, and at 13 years old, I thought it'd be fun to get a kid's perspective on health and wellness and get a glimpse of what it's like to be a kid these days. Many of you have seen his videos, which he started doing at age 4, and now you get to hear him in person. And I must admit, I was even impressed by some of his deep thoughts. A couple of quick disclaimers. This information is not intended to replace your healthcare professional. Opinions of hosts and guests do not represent the views and opinions of Kaiser Foundation Health Plan, Kaiser Foundation Hospitals, or Southern California Permanente Medical Group. Neither KFHP, KFH, or SCPMG receive any compensation for products or services mentioned on the show, nor do they endorse or promote any products mentioned. With that, enjoy the show. All right, Mr. Brady, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I think you're my first ever 13-year-old podcaster. How does that feel?
Pretty good.
So, did you know that you were kind of famous at Kaiser Permanente?
I did not know that.
You did not know that? It started when you were 4 years old and you made a little video that I use in my presentations. You remember that in the backyard?
Yeah, this is my workout video.
Yeah, and that was your idea. You brought all that stuff out and you're like, hey, you guys here for my workout show?
Yeah, I learned from the best.
And then you had, was it a while back? You broke your foot, right?
I broke my shin.
But you still found kind of clever ways to work out. And I remember I filmed some of that in the garage.
Yeah, just you shouldn't make excuses for not working out when you could do anything, really.
And that's why I shot that video, because a lot of people that I'm trying to help are like, oh, I've got a bad knee or a bad back or a bad shoulder, but you can find creative ways to work around it, right?
Yeah, and you don't always have to do the same thing, like go for a run. You could do some like different cardio, ride your bike. It's not one thing.
Right. So you've always been kind of a pretty healthy kid, a pretty active kid. You know, how'd that happen? How come you're not so much into like video games and stuff?
Well, I've always been into sports and always wanted to go to like different sports, try different things. I never wanted to just sit at home and watch TV.
And you also eat pretty healthy. I mean, you have your moments, but I remember the other day we were ordering food at kind of like a burger kind of restaurant, but you ordered a veggie burger and a side of green beans. And I didn't tell you to order that. So, I mean, how did you come up with that choice?
Well, I was just trying to be better, be healthy, do it different so I could perform to my best.
So you probably figured out that, you know, as a young athlete, like if you eat good food, you're going to perform better, right?
Mm-hmm. The better you eat, the better you perform.
And I don't know if you remember one time, like your older brother, Blake, who's a really good track athlete, remember he had a race once and he really struggled and he kind of crossed the finish line and came over to us. He's like, man, maybe I probably shouldn't have had all that sugar last night, because I think he'd gone to like a birthday party. So I think he like learned the hard way, right?
Yeah. So you got to prepare the night before that you're going to do any vigorous activity so you can do better and perform to your best.
And kind of just pay attention, right? Like if you're not going to fuel yourself on Cheetos and soda, you know, it's not going to work, right?
Mm-hmm. And balance what you like get in and you put out, so you're not eating a ton of food and sitting on the couch.
Right. You got to burn off those calories. So you do a lot of stuff. I mean, you play football, you play rugby, you've done karate, you run track. I think the biggest thing people identify you with is playing football. And in fact, a lot of people who kind of say like, I'm not a really good dad because I let you play football, or they kind of question me. But are you worried about playing football?
It crosses my mind, but it's what I love to do, and I'm not going to stop because of the risk, because everything's a risk. People get into car crashes every day. Like, so I'm going to do what I like, and no matter like the risk.
And you and I kind of talked about this, and we have an agreement. Like, if anything happens in football and doesn't really feel right, we're going to move on to other sports, right?
Yeah, if I get a major injury.
And you're pretty smart. I mean, you're pretty good about, you know, telling your coach or telling me if, you know, you don't feel good. You're not going to, like, just try to always stay in the game, right?
Mm-hmm. Get it checked out by the medic and see if I can get back in.
Okay. So I'm not a bad dad, right?
No, you're not a bad dad.
Okay. So, you know, if you think about you've always been kind of active and outdoorsy, and I think probably kind of one of the craziest things about you is, and you know, we talked about some of the videos I show, like sometimes I come home and I can't find you and you're in the garage working out and you kind of come up with some crazy stuff. You know, how do you come up with all your little funny workouts that you do in the garage or out in the backyard?
Well, I just think, would this help me get better, be stronger, faster? And I look stuff up, like how to get better at running or shot put or football, and just do whatever I think is beneficial to me.
So you sometimes look at stuff on YouTube and like, oh, that looks cool, I'm going to try it.
Yeah, and see whatever like big workout people are doing to get stronger and faster.
And sometimes you've even like, I've come home and you've been like training your friends in the neighborhood. I mean, do they like it to, you know, train with you and work out?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to do it with other people to motivate you. Not just do it by yourself and like, should I do the last rep? Nah, but like if other people are there, they're pushing you to do your best and do better every time.
So people don't ask this as much anymore, but like, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I really want to be a firefighter, do forest fires, or be a police officer, just anything outdoors. I don't want to be in the office all day, like doing emails. And
I think it's also because you like to help people, right?
Yeah, I really want to do something that like gives back, because people have been helping me, teachers, parents, helped me all my life, and it's time for me to help others now.
Cool. And you get the added benefit of those are kind of two careers where you kind of have to be in good shape, right?
Mm-hmm. So there's no slacking off.
So you'd probably like the workout part of those jobs.
Staying healthy, doing what I like to do.
Very cool. So what's school like these days? I mean, it seems like you got a lot of homework. Is that tough?
Yeah, it's tough. There's a lot of homework. There's like a constant pressure to make honor roll, get a 3.5 or higher, or 4.0. And if you get a 4.0 and then you go to 3.5, they're like, what happened?
Like, what happened? Yeah.
And so it's just the constant pressure to do better every time and do good on tests and finals.
Yeah, and kids need time to just hang out and be kids, right? And it seems like if you've got a lot of homework, that's really hard.
Yeah, and everyone's all like thinking about the future. And I just want to live in the now and have a good time, not worry about honors and college prep. But it's just something I have to face and deal with it.
Yeah, so all you teachers out there, you know, take it easy on the homework. These kids need some time to hang out and be social, so... What about other pressures kids are facing? You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, food. Is it hard to eat healthy when you're a kid? I mean, it's kind of cool to eat junk, isn't it?
I guess it is, and that's what they're eating. And another pressure adults don't really think about is just kids trying to fit in and like have a friend group and like wearing what they want to wear so they can be cooler and just go with the norm and be basic, I guess. And have a lot of friends.
Yeah, all the being popular and, you know, all that stuff still exists, huh? Like still a lot of pressure. So, you know, you and I talked a little bit a while back about, you know, like meeting friends and, you know, how important is it to especially like reach out to maybe kids that you see like eating lunch by themselves or maybe don't have some friends? I mean, do you think it's important to try to figure out how to connect with them?
Yeah, I try to talk to a new person every day, make a new friend. Strangers are just friends you haven't met yet.
Haha, I like that. Did you read that somewhere or did you come up with it?
I think I did. Heard it in a video or something.
Strangers are friends you haven't met yet. Very cool. And I think if, you know, the more you try to people reach out to kids or even adults for that matter, you know, we see a lot of bad stuff on the news these days and almost always the description's like, oh, well, that person was kind of a loner. And so I think if we connect with people more, it's going to make a better world, don't you think?
Yeah, and the more you're talking to someone, the more you know about them and how they're actually feeling and not just how they look like they're feeling. Because you could have a smile on and be depressed at home, but no one would know unless they reach out to you.
And I think, you know, the other The other problem is like people post like these pictures of them and they're all happy and doing cool things, but they might not be like happy inside, right? And that could be really dangerous.
A lot of people put on a mask and say, oh yeah, life's great, but really deep down they're not having it. Life's just not going okay for them.
Yeah, so it's definitely tough. And I think, you know, kids need to really connect. So, you know, talking, you know, going back to like the things you like to do, like if you had a totally like free day and I said, all right, Brady, you can do whatever you want to do today, what would you do?
If it was my dream day, I would go skydiving, but that's not going to happen.
You're 13. That's not happening yet.
So I would go surfing or longboarding, just like get outside, walk my dog, anything like along those lines, skateboarding.
Yeah. And we've found some pretty cool like hikes lately. And we've, you know, I think we've discovered as a family, like you really don't have to go too far sometimes to like find cool things in your area.
And that goes along like with excuses, like I don't want to drive an hour to go on a hike. You could go on a hike in your front yard. You don't have to look that far, like go down to the Wash or just walk around. Nothing special.
Right. And in Southern California, there's a lot of cool places. You know, we went up to like Vasquez Rocks a while back and hiked. And also, you know, we take our dog, right? It's important for us to have our dog Scout with us.
Yeah, and our dog, like, really helps us and pushes us. Like, she'll be, like, gnawing at her leash to go on a walk and go on a run. Just get outside and motivate us.
Yeah, she goes nuts when she thinks she's going to go for a walk or a run, and that really is, like, moves us to exercise as well.
In the morning, she'll pounce on my mom, so she'll take her for a run.
Yeah, so it's important if you, you know, you have a dog that you give that dog lots of exercise, but also, you know, your dog can push you to exercise a lot. So what other things are happening? It feels like, you know, you've had a couple like dances this year, and I hear these stories about kids like wanting to ask a girl to a dance and or a girl asking a boy to a dance, and it's like they have to make a poster or come up with something creative. It's like they can't just go up and ask him anymore, you know?
Yeah, everyone's trying to outdo each other, do something better, do something more creative, and get like a better photo or a better video that's like more creative and is just better than others.
You think that's just kind of the world we live in now? Like if this kid does this, well, then I've got to do this. Or if this person does this, I've got to do this and post it. And
yeah, it's always a competition of popularity and the best photo on your Instagram. Get more likes, more followers. Just a constant urge to do better than others.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. So one thing that we were kind of talking about is, you know, you play video games occasionally, but you're not like addicted. I mean, you'd rather be outdoors. And you also, you know, play a lot of sports. What advice do you have for kids that are maybe like a little shy? They don't want to play sports just yet, but their parents are trying hard to get them to be active. You know, what would you tell those kids?
I would just say not to be like a Nike ad or anything, but just do it. Like go out, do something nice, go join a sport team, a club, even just like try hard in PE and see if you like it. Like play soccer with your friends around the block or play basketball. Just do anything really and get a little niche of friends to go like ice skating or just do something outdoors and have a lot of fun.
And I think, you know, one of the things sports has done for you is like you've stayed in, you know, contact with a lot of your teammates, whether it's from a couple years ago or this past year. And you have kind of this little tribe now from your sports teams.
Well, with sports, it's an instant connection. You spend so much time with these people that like you didn't know at first, but then you become like family, like going into big football games and stuff. We'll have sleepovers to like kind of bond, and it'll help us as a team do better. And after the season's over, we stay connected.
Now, you had a sleepover with your football team a while back, and you said that the sleepover was a no phone zone. Is that something that the kids came up with, or how did that happen?
It was actually our coach's idea, and we went along with it. So we put our phones away so we didn't just stay on them all night and actually like interacted with each other and had a lot of fun, played basketball. We went down to the park and had a capture the flag game at like midnight. It was pretty fun.
No, very fun. So you guys were running around being active and talking to each other like you're supposed to, right?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and I remember a while back, you know, we had some kids over to our house from one of your football teams, and they came in and they're like, hey, what's your Wi-Fi password? And I'm like, I'm not telling you. Go outside and play, right? Like, go play street hockey or go exercise.
Yeah, and then at that night, we just ran around the neighborhood the whole time and had a great time playing tag and
hide and seek,
sardines and stuff like that.
What's sardines?
It's like where you hide. One person hides, and then everyone tries to find him. And then when you find him, you have to like pack in together until everyone's there. It's really awkward. And
that's
fun.
Pretty cool. Yeah, so we don't do enough of those kind of crazy games anymore, do we?
Mm-hmm.
So another thing that, you know, was kind of a big part of your life is you did martial arts, and, you know, you've become a black belt in mixed martial arts. Why was that important to you, and what did it teach you?
Well, it taught me a lot of discipline and like how to address adults, like yes sir, no sir. And I met a lot of great people, a lot of great friends that had same views as me and wanted to do better each day and become better at martial arts.
And I think it kind of, you know, taught you kind of some, not meditation, but like some calmness, right? Some inner peace.
Yeah, I definitely found an inner peace with like a lot of stretching and a lot of friends, kind of like a therapy to just go there and have a good time and not worry about school or homework. And
you know, really with martial arts, the goal is to like never have to use it, right?
Yeah, walk first, fight second. So you should never go looking for a fight or just stand around watching someone fight. You should try to stop them or never start a fight just to start a fight. It should be in self-defense.
Very cool. Very cool. And I think the dumb thing these days is when there is like a fight at schools, everybody's like videotaping it as opposed to stopping it or doing something about it.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's just looking at the video like, oh, cool, this guy got beat up, when they really should be like, I could have stopped that.
Right.
And get like an adult or someone to come break it up.
We need more no phone zones, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So you're getting ready to go on a trip for spring break. Where are you headed?
I'm going to D.C., Pennsylvania, and New York.
Very cool. So are you going to see like the White House and the Capitol and museums and stuff?
Yeah, we're going to a lot of museums, the White House, the Washington Monument, stuff like that. And then in New York, we're going to the Statue of Liberty and a Broadway show and a baseball game.
Wow. You think junior high kids are going to sit through a Broadway show and like it?
I don't know. We got a lecture like just last week about don't be on your phones the whole time and enjoy it because your parents paid good money to send you.
Good point. But so I think the one good thing about having the phone and being connected, like in that case, is like you can send us pictures and stuff and share.
Yeah, and have a lot of memories that you wouldn't remember.
Right. But really important that like kids are not on their phone while you're like at a museum, right?
Yeah, and soaking in the actual like museum itself, not just, oh, ha-ha, someone said this.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you remember a while back, we went whale watching. Our family went whale watching, and this, like, we got so lucky. This whale, like, jumped out of the water in front of us, and I remember, like, two teenage girls on the boat, like, were on their phone and missed the whole thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. It's really important not to be on your phone and, like, actually enjoy it for what it is, not just to get a photo and go post it and text someone after.
And you actually gave me some good advice after one of our recent vacations this year. Do you remember we were ziplining over a lake and I was trying to film the whole thing and it didn't work and I like ended up filming like my feet and missing the whole thing. And you're like, Dad, why don't you just drop the camera and just enjoy the ride, right?
Yeah, because if you take a video, it's never going to turn out the right way. You're never going to look back upon it and be like, whoa, that was fun. But if you really just soaked it in and looked at the view and weren't worried about looking at your camera, you would have had a better experience and a better time.
Yeah, and I missed that whole experience because I was trying to get the camera to work. And before you know it, I had ziplined all the way down across the lake and it was over. And I didn't see anything.
Yeah, So you got to be in the moment. Don't miss it.
Good advice. Good advice. So what other things are happening in junior high? Do you feel like it's in addition to the homework, like there's a lot of pressure on kids these days?
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure to like do better, get in a higher class, get honor roll, like I said, and just to like fit in and like don't be that weird kid when really everyone's weird and you just need to kind of embrace it and be different.
Very cool. Very cool. And maybe, you know, the more, you know, kids can maybe find a sport or a club or something to be a part of a group, you know, I think the better they're going to be, right?
Yeah, the more you stay connected, you like do an art program or just chess club or anything like that, find a sport, meet a lot of new people.
But not connected through like Snapchat or whatever, right? Like physically go do something.
Talk to someone face to face. Don't just text them like, hey, you know, have a conversation with them.
So one of the funny things that we do in our family is we actually eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, but mom said you get like one opt-out vegetable. So what's the one vegetable you just can't really stand?
I guess it was kale, but recently she's just been like, deal with it. I'm not making special stuff for you. Yeah.
Well, you like, I mean, you'll eat it, right?
I'll deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. So anything else you want to add before we wrap up our first ever 13-year-old podcast?
Well, I'd just say live the life you want to. Don't do what everyone's doing. Do something different. Be different. Be your own person. And don't live your cookie cutter life and just be yourself.
And try new things, right? Try new sports. Try new activities.
Try new foods.
Definitely try new foods. So do you like to cook?
Yeah, I liked cooking sometimes.
You like grilling. I know that. Like yeah, out in the backyard.
Like chicken and steak. I like making salads too. That's pretty easy and fun.
And you can get kind of creative with them.
Different fruits and vegetables.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for being on the show. You got to go back and do some homework.
Yep.
All right. Well, there you have it. It's tough being a kid. Lessons from a 13-year-old. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we will catch you next time. Take care, everybody.